Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the new performance hall and the musicians launching season two at sfjazz.org.
That's Larry Barlow and the Latin Jazz Collective from the recent CD Carmen's Mambo. Larry Barlow, Seattle-based percussionist and educator, drew upon both coasts to put together this band. The co-composer and arranger of that tune, Doug Beavers on trombone from New York, and a bunch of people from the San Francisco Bay Area, including Mauricio Magdaluyo on flute, Mike Olmos on trumpet, and Marco Diaz on piano. Good-sounding band. Percussionist Larry Barlow and his Latin Jazz Collective, beginning our show for today with a tune titled Beautiful Day by Larry Barlow and Doug Beavers. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time, where we feature regional jazz music and also like to bring you some news about who's playing where, the best places to go for live jazz around here. We have some music from Chris Amamiya and the Jazz Coalescence coming up next. They were recorded in a live concert in the First Friday Concert Series at Music Works Northwest in Bellevue in November of 2011. The band includes Chris Amamiya on trombone, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Travis Ranney, the saxophonist, doubling on alto and tenor, John Hansen's at the piano, John Hamer bass, and Steve Korn on drums, rounding out the group. This is a composition by the pianist, John Hansen, his composition titled The Lift.
sing a song of sad young men. Glasses full of rye. All the news is bad again. Kiss your dreams goodbye. All the sad young men sitting in the bars, knowing neon nights, missing all the stars. All the sad young men drifting through the town, drinking up the night, trying not to drown. All the sad young men singing in the cold, trying to forget that they're growing old. All the sad young men choking on their youth, trying to be brave, running from the truth. Autumn turns the leaves to gold, slowly dies the heart. Sad young men are growing old, that's the cruelest part. All the sad young men seek a certain smile, someone they can hold for a little while. Tired little girl does the best she can, trying to be gay for a sad young man, while a grimy moon watches from above. All the sad young men play at making love. Misbegotten moon, shine for sad young men. Let your gentle light guide them home again. All the sad young men.
Beautiful song by Tommy Wolfe and Fran Landesman from The Nervous Set, an off-Broadway play about the Beat Generation, sung beautifully here by Clipper Anderson, the bass player and singer, with Darren Clendenin on piano, Mark Ivester drums, and that's the title song from this new album by Clipper Anderson. We were listening to Chris Amamiya and the Jazz Coalescence before that, from the recent disc called In the Rain Shadow, with Jay Thomas on flugelhorn, Travis Ranney on alto, Chris Amamiya on trombone, John Hansen piano, John Hamer bass, and Steve Korn on drums. The tune written by the pianist John Hansen, titled The Lift. It had a nice lift to it, too. Chris Amamiya and Jazz Coalescence. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Hope you're having a great weekend. A lot of stuff going on around the area here as we get close to the 4th of July. The American Classic Jazz Festival is going on in Lacey at St. Martin's University and Marcus Pavilion, and it's continuing today, final day. Also, speaking of South Sound, Burt Wilson Memorial Tribute and Celebration of Life at the Olympia Ballroom this afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock, scheduled starting time. And it's expected to go on for a while at the Olympia Ballroom in tribute to the late saxophonist Burt Wilson. Tonight in Seattle, Leo Raimundo and Passerim will be doing a garden party at Serafina at 9 o'clock. That sounds nice. Booker T. Jones is at Jazz Alley, and Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at Tula's. Also this weekend, this Sunday, is the final day of the Vancouver and Victoria Jazz Festivals, and the Vancouver Jazz Festival has Herbie Hancock tonight at the Queen Elizabeth. He played last night at the Victoria International Jazz Festival. Also tonight in Vancouver, Tim Burns' Snake Oil at Ironworks. Mike Allen is playing at Pat's Pub, and the Jill Townsend Big Band is at the Cellar, all part of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. Coming up next week in Seattle, Brad Shepik is going to be back in town, a Cornish graduate. Brad Shepik has been very active on the New York scene for most of the years since he left Seattle and Cornish. He's bringing his trio to the Royal Room on Tuesday night. Jay Thomas Big Band will be playing at Tula's, and Acoustic Alchemy opens at Jazz Alley. They'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, take a break for the 4th of July, and then come back on Thursday for the rest of the week at Jazz Alley. On Wednesday night, McTuff will be at the Royal Room, and Jay Thomas and the Cats play the jam at the Ship Canal. Thursday, 4th of July, sort of a downturn in jazz activities in general, but a lot of people are interested in the fireworks, and if you'd like to see the fireworks from the water with some traditional jazz, two different cruises put on by Argosy Cruise Lines, one leaving from Fisherman's Terminal in Seattle, the other leaving from Kirkland City Dock. Both will have Dixieland bands on board. Friday, Carlos Cascante will be at Bake's Place. Milo Peterson Trio plays at Boxley's. Greta will sing at Tula's. And Saturday, this sounds like fun, Stuart Dempster leads a trombone choir at the chapel. That should be pretty glorious, I would think. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU Jazz Calendar as well as the Earshot Calendar, very complete. Also, daily updates coming your way from seattlejazzscene.com. And for jazz information around the country, we have a national jazz calendar at jazzafterhours.org. Some music from the late Burt Wilson coming up next, a memorial tribute to him going on this afternoon at the Olympia Ballroom in Olympia. Burt Wilson is heard here with Nancy Curtis on flute, Craig Hoyer on piano, Dan Schulte on bass, and Bob Meyer on drums. From the album Endless Fingers on Arabesque Jazz, this is the late Burt Wilson, the saxophonist, and this piece titled Ambrosia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brad Chepik Trio from about 10 years ago or so, I think it was, an album called Drip, and Brad Chepik on guitar there with Scott Colley on bass and Tom Rainey on drums, that tune titled A Boogie. Brad grew up in Walla Walla and came to Seattle, attended the Cornish College of the Arts, and got a bachelor's degree from there before going on to New York, where he has expanded his career considerably. And he's going to be back in town Tuesday to play at the Royal Room. At that time, he's going to play with an old friend of his, Phil Sparks, on bass, and Devon Lewis is going to be on drums. Brad Chepik returning to Seattle for a performance Tuesday at the Royal Room. Before that, we were listening to the late Bert Wilson on alto sax in one of his compositions, Ambrosia. And Bert on alto sax there with Nancy Curtis on flute, Craig Hoyer piano, Dan Schulte on bass, and Bob Meyer on drums. And a musical tribute and celebration of life for Bert Wilson going on this afternoon at the Olympia Ballroom. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. The main stage concerts for the Jazzport Townsend Festival have been announced. Jazzport Townsend takes place the last weekend of July, always following the Jazz Workshop. This year, on Friday night, the 26th of July, Bria Skoenberg leads a sextet to open up the evening, Wycliffe Gordon and Randy Halberstadt with her there. Annette Cohen will lead a quartet with Don Clement on piano, Chuck Dierdorf and Jeff Hamilton. That's the Friday night show. The Saturday afternoon show will feature the Clayton Brothers with special guest Stefan Harris on vibes. Rennie Marie and Sachal Vasandani will do a vocal set Saturday afternoon, and the third set will be a tribute to Quincy Jones, led by Clarence Acox and featuring the Jazzport Townsend faculty. Saturday evening set features a wonderful duo of Cyril Amé and Diego Figueredo, voice and guitar, and the Anthony Wilson Nonet, wonderful guitarist and composer Anthony Wilson up from L.A. leading his Nonet. There's also jazz in the clubs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. You might be saying, this Bria Skoenberg, what about her? Who is she? Bria is originally from Chilliwack, B.C., east of Vancouver, which most stuff is, I guess, except for Victoria. But at any rate, Chilliwack is on the Trans-Canada Highway, and she's been in New York for the last several years, and she has done an album called So Is the Day on Random Act Records. And I thought we'd play a track from Bria Skoenberg, originally from Chilliwack, now from New York, coming back to play Jazzport Townsend at the end of the month. Here is Bria Skoenberg and her group, her New York group, and a tune for you hockey fans out there. This is called Hip Check. Thank you. Nelda Swigert at the piano, with Chris Simer on bass and Byron Van Noy on drums, and a tune titled For the Love of It, which is the opening title from her CD This Time. Nelda Swigert at the piano. Jay Thomas and the Cats before that, with Jay on tenor sax, John Hansen piano, Chuck Kissler bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. We heard them playing Hank Mobley's tune Soul Station. You can hear that band on Wednesday nights at the Ship Canal Grill, leading the jam session there. Always some interesting young players turn out for that from the University of Washington and elsewhere. Bria Schoenberg, originally from Chilliwack, B.C., now living in New York, but coming back for Jazzport Townsend, led off that set of three, playing a tune of hers called Hip Check. With Kelly Friesen on bass, Jeff Lashway on piano, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, and Victor Goines on tenor sax, with Bria Schoenberg on trumpet. And that's our Jazz Northwest for today. Next week, we'll have some highlights from a recent concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, with guests Primo Kim and Stephanie Porter providing the vocals on the Great American Songbook, Volume 5. That's next week on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.